not intoxicated, could not explain his nudity.
You be cool.
Kansas City.
Oh, yeah.
Austin, Texas.
Podcast hosted by Bruce and Steve.
Hey, look, we're live.
Hey,
I pushed all the right buttons this time. Let me get we're live on, and Instagram's even working. All right, then. Hey, look at that. Everything's live and in living audio here for episode 74 of Slurp Toast, a podcast. It's a Sunday afternoon. It's a rarity for us doing something in the daylight hours. this might be, in fact, be a first, not just a rarity, but a first. So congratulations here. I'm gonna open this in celebration of our.
Okay. I've got the creamy coconut Diet Dr. Pepper.
That's a lot of things going on with a Diet Dr. Pepper.
Creamy they are coconut? Trying a lot of different things kind of across the board.
Yeah.
Because I usually do the strawberry. Those are pretty, they're very smooth, and you don't, you know, four gulps, it's gone. It's like getting to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop. drink, Dawn. Oh, I see what you're doing there in the back. Oh, damn it. Mine's upstairs somewhere.
That's all right. It's okay. I thought you'd be wearing yours, so I put mine on. We'll get there. So we actually come into this episode with a plan. Which is unusual for us, but before we get to that, let's just do a little of our normal warm-up chit-chat, and then we'll get into the bones of the show, because this is going to take a little while. you got a new car.
Yes, I did.
You said it was your fifth
family? It's the family's fifth Subaru.
You're a true believer.
You know, they're decent. And like I took a personality quiz, you know, what do you like? What are you this? And it came back Subaru. I was just like, God damn. I want to buy something different. But in the end,
you don't have to let these personality tests rule your life. I'm just saying.
But that's what they're there for.
That's true. That's how Cosmo stayed in business all these years.
That's right. It's to introduce more judgment into your life. So it's not like you're hard enough on yourself. It's good to take a quiz every now to verify and to confirm your own internal biases that you just don't have your shit together.
Your own internal, what's going on with my camera?
I don't know. What are we trying to focus on here?
Just trying to get a little bit of Fin Fang Foom in the picture.
There we go.
There we go. All right. We'll try that for a little while. All right. So which you told me, but I don't remember which version of a Subaru did you buy?
Forester. I stepped down from the Outback.
Crikey, mate.
You know, it was kind of so we paid Kristen's car off early. My car was 10 years old. So it's like, okay, it's time. Right. And so I filled out just a little thing, find out what your car is worth kind of a thing, or what are you interested in? And, you know, and I was like, even the thing said, don't worry, this is not a solicitation. Well, within
that's
2 minutes,
this is a solicitation.
Within like 5 minutes of hitting send, man, my phone just started blowing up. It was like, I'm from this Subaru. I'm from that Subaru. I'm from this Ford. I'm from that. Bring your car in. Let's get it taken. I mean, it was insane. There was like six contacts within literally 5 minutes. And so, there's a dealership that's like not far from the house, which of all the cars I've bought, the worst experiences, the bottom two are both at that dealership. So, you know, they called and I went down there and I test drove it, and their sales manager called. And last weekend I'm sitting there, you know, I get this text and, you know, the salesperson's like, hey, looking forward to seeing you at 4:00. I know you talked to my sales manager and he got us on the books. And I was like, no, that's not what happened. I've got, you know, an event in our building. I'm babysitting it. I don't know how long they're going to be there. And once they're done, I'll come by if I have time. And then I basically went on to say how much I didn't appreciate the sales manager schedule being so generous.
with your time?
I don't appreciate the sales manager being so generous with my time. If you wanted to see me today, you should have called me.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled up out front of the dealership and I was like, going to go in, and I couldn't do it. I could not make myself turn right. Gas station. And I, you know, I just couldn't do it. I ended up at the gas station across the street from them. And I'm like, I can't do it. I can't do it. I picked up my phone and I went to the other dealership a half hour away.
Oh,
and wow. That said, I'd like to come down and drive this car. And they were like, when do you think you'll be here? And I'm like, 40 minutes and took off. You know, it's like they had the Outback and they have an Outback Turbo. And the guy is like, he goes, oh yeah, let's try that Turbo. A lot of guys like that Turbo. It's a spirited car. It's a spirited drive. And I looked at him, I go, dude, it's a station wagon.
He goes, doesn't matter how you spin that. Yeah.
He goes, no, it's a spirited drive. I go, no, it's a station wagon. And I say that as someone who drives one. Okay. I'm under no illusions here. There's no aspirational car ownership dream that I'm driving this primo piece of automotive luxury. It's a station wagon. It looks like the Chevy Malibu station wagon my parents had when I was a kid. Okay. Except it's not lime green. And it doesn't have the seat that flips up so you can look out the back.
Yeah.
Remember those?
Oh, the way back.
The way back. Yeah. It was not the family truckster, but it's still, the Turbo is fun. Well, and he keeps going. We're driving. He goes, what do you think? Pretty spirited, huh? I was like, yeah, man.
Was he new?
I don't know, but I was like, oh yeah, man, it's loads of spirit, tons of spirit.
American spirit.
Maybe in Japan or Indiana, I don't know which. But anyway, yeah, it was just like, dude, just back off, okay? I guess you're trying to sell the Turbo. I don't care. And he's like, you know, a lot of people love it. It's a spirited ride. And it's like, I finally was like, I don't care how spirited it is, man. I'm not paying an extra $5,000 for this car. And then after a while, it's like, you know what? I'm not actually paying an extra $5,000 for this model.
Oh, you stripped. You went way back.
I went down. Yeah.
So it's just for you. So you don't care, right? You got what you need and that was with the rest of it.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of funny because like when Babe comes home and she has Kristen's old Forester. Okay. And I will actually take it for a drive under the guise of I'm seeing how it runs, but I actually like the way it rides because you kind of sit up a little higher and it's a kind of a bump, not as cushy ride. And it kind of reminds me of driving in the Jeep a little bit. And so I was like, I got into the Forester, spun it around and was like, yeah, fuck, I'll do it.
Congratulations.
I know. I keep waiting for the first dealership to like follow up with me so I could just like, yeah, man, I bought it from Lee Summit because of your sales manager. And when he asks, tell him he burned the sale. He won't care, but I want you to tell him anyway.
car salesmen are just, I mean, you know, we may have some listening and God bless you, I guess, but
no,
it's never a fun experience to buy a car. And it shouldn't be complicated, right?
And they've doubled down on like all the worst aspects. People don't like high pressure. Hey, let's come in and talk numbers. You know, they don't like being treated badly. And the whole experience, it's like, come on, for the love of God, let's put some lipstick on this pig. It can't be that hard.
When I bought my last car that we bought, we had to go up a size because I have giant manlets, right? That right. Didn't fit really well in the back of my Jeep or the back of Laura's Audi thing. Mm-hmm. So I have the giant white SUV now because I have to have room for them to ride in it, which is fun in traffic because I'm one of the bigger cars, right? Mm-hmm. But like Laura found the car. My Jeep was having an electrical issue that the dealership had the car for like 10 days and couldn't isolate. Oh. Or like just driving along, all of a sudden it would just turn off.
Oh.
And then turn back on. But like in those few seconds, you had no control over this car. And I'm like, okay, well, time to get rid of this thing before I'm in like serious problems one way or the other. So we decided to move that thing and Laura found this SUV that she really wanted, I could have cared less. I'm not a car guy by any means, right? The Jeep was the only car I've ever chosen for myself. And so we had this SUV, and there was a point. Oh, and like, so I got to the dealership was up by my office. So I got there before she did. And she had talked to this female salesperson, and it was a young Hispanic girl, right? And I can say girl because she was that significantly younger than I am. And it was like, oh, she was all flirty and shit. And then all Laura walked in, and suddenly the demeanor changed. It was so funny to watch it happen, right? You know?
Oh, I think I do. It's like everything's hunky-dory. Oh, my God, you're so funny, Mr. Man. You're this, you're that. Let me show you this. Oh, shit, your old lady's here.
You better put that top button back up.
She's going to ask questions about the car. God
yeah, damn. Exactly. She's not going to just sign where I tell her to.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, I hate buying cars. I really do.
I will say it was interesting because the dealership, this is the second car I bought from that dealership a half an hour away from my house. And they do have a different vibe out there because I counted four women on the sales floor. And, you know, it's kind of weird because I mentioned who the finance guy looks up and goes, oh, you bought from so-and-so. I was like, is she still here? He goes, oh, no, she left a few years ago. She had some health issues. I go, well, how long was she here? She goes, he's like, oh, I guess 7 years. I was like, okay. I go, remember the last time I bought, your finance guy was really cool. He's like, oh, he's still here too. And I'm like going, this is a car dealership. They should be like flipping these guys.
That's like food service flippery.
Exactly. So those are kind of things. Now, I have never gone to their service department, and you read the reviews online and it's like, well, I guess the other one close to the house is better for service, so I'll just do that.
Right?
Yeah. But I mean, he was trying to sell me something. I go, and I added it up real quick. I was like, dude, that's like $6,000 extra you're trying to take from me. What the hell? I thought we were friends, man. Because, well, I go, no, you're trying to sell me this warranty package that's just like, this is just crazy, stupid money. You're only adding so much to my payment, but that's over so many payments. And I was like, that's like click, 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 click. You're like, and then I started just fucking looking up the warranties he was trying to sell me. And I'm like, come on, how do you get 6,000? This thing is 2,500 right here. How do you?
Well, there's dealer fees, and we got to kick back to the corporate. And
I was lucky there were no dealer fees at this place. So, but nice. I mean, it's like I'm pretty sure you rolled it in there somewhere else.
Oh, they collected it. Don't fool yourself into thinking they didn't collect.
But so, it was not an unpleasant car buying experience.
That's good. That's good.
And so, yeah, now we look like us. We look like a service bay at Subaru. You pull up, there's two in the garage and one in the driveway.
Do you get Birkenstocks every time you buy one?
I should ask next time. Yeah. Like, I'm assuming already there's a next time. I should get something. Yes, absolutely.
At this point,
I am an honorary resident of Boulder, Colorado. So and I can list it as my legal. No street address. Just where do you live? Boulder. Oh, you're a Subaru owner.
Five times. Hey, you're a five timer.
I'm a five timer. Yeah, I should get a jacket.
That's right. That's what you should get. It'll be like a Patagonia jacket with a big five on it.
That would be nice. It'll probably go the other way and it'll be like that silky, smooth, you know, Jerry Reed, Smokey and the Bandit style coat.
Nothing wrong with that. Get the
blue like with the big Subaru logo and yellow on the back,
and the big five on the
big five on the front. Yeah,
and the little members only thing hanging down here.
Fuck yeah,
yeah. Let's make that happen.
That sort of pseudo Nehru collar. That
yes,
had.
With
absolutely.
With the snaps, yeah. With the
snaps, yeah.
That's a good look.
Call the boys at Subaru. They're missing out.
We just marketed the shit out of their company.
All this free press. I should get free oil changes for life.
I'm with you. Well, we own one too, so I went in on that gravy train when we make it happen. The boys are driving. It's which one do they have? I can't remember. It's not an Outback. It's not a Forester.
Is it the Imprezas or the Crosstrek?
Crosstrek. It's a Crosstrek, yeah. That's what we bought for them. Mama liked the safety rating on that one.
Safety rating's great. I'm surprised they haven't, like, hung you out to dry, because they asked me. I drove one as a loner. Mm-hmm. Like, what'd you think? And I'm like, man, I go, it's small cabin. It's like that eyesight thing is like right there in your face.
Oh, I do not like driving it. Even backing it out of the driveway. I can barely fit in the thing. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, that's what I. Now, if I got one for babe, totally different story. She's little.
Right.
You know, yeah.
My guys are 6'2 and 2 bills. I don't know how they, I'm just going to step over here for a minute and turn my fan on. Keep talking.
Okay.
It's warm in the garage today.
Yeah, well, you know, we've got torrential downpours every hour on the hour.
We had some of that this morning, and so it's sticky out here now.
Well, and then, you know, we had the added benefit.
I like bonafit.
Bonafit of the, the rampant tornado scares.
True.
Come back. We're watching that video. And somebody's like, somebody that I follow this account, it's like Midwest versus the world. And it's like.
Chip on your shoulder much?
Well, I think the best one is it's like, it shows Midwesterners in the face of a tornado. And it's this video of a guy walking out of his house. There's this tornado in the distance. It's the big one that you see on the news. He's out there with his camera trying to film.
It's like Louisiana versus a hurricane. I mean, it's the same thing, right?
Exactly. We just sit in the house. We film from the windows. We pick everything up when the eye wall passes, and then we do it all over again.
I was talking to my sister the other day, and we were talking about, you know, memories we have, and how she always points out how I have specific memories that she doesn't have because I'm 2 years older when we were younger. But my birthday is every few years falls on Labor Day weekend, right? So one year when I was young, we were living in Lake Charles still, and it was one of those 3-day weekends, and had a birthday party on Friday or Saturday or something. And there was a hurricane coming in. I know now, processing the memory, right? But I got this little paper Bullwinkle ring toss thing, right? Mm-hmm. And I loved Bullwinkle. So I was like Saturday morning early or Sunday morning or sometime, it was early in the morning. I went out in the driveway of the house. I'm throwing those, and then like the wind had kicked up, like hurricane winds were coming. It was not hurricane winds yet, but it was. I can remember it being that weird gray green color.
Oh yeah,
and like those little paper things were going, just zipping off. And I remember my dad coming out, going, "Boy, get in the house," and like grabbing all the stuff and dragging me in the house because I didn't understand. But I had this like vivid memory of that as hurricanes. That's my hurricane memory. Sorry, I sidetracked your
Midwest
versus
at all.
The world.
But that, no, just, no, we're fine.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Well, you want to get into the meat of today's show?
Let's do that.
Hey, watch this.
I see something is queued up.
Look, that's the official hashtag for what we're talking about today.
Oh, Copa de la Division.
Yeah, I want to have something else queued up. Watch this. I'm being all fancy. Watch this. Hold on.
Music.
So what we want to talk about today, we've talked about it before.
I'm gonna be on loop in the background.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice. Okay, good.
I'm gonna cue it down a little bit so we don't get a copyright problem. Let's
see. No, we don't know why it's back there.
Well, as long as we talk over it and nobody can record the song, I think we're good based on other podcasts I've listened to. So anyway, that song, you probably know it. I'm not gonna name it because I don't want to give anybody any clues. But it's a baseball related song. Anyway, we have talked about it a few times. We love the annual Copa de la Diversión that minor league baseball does. A lot of the teams will do an alternate logo and or jersey hat combo for this. And it's a celebration of Latino heritage in baseball. Am I about right there?
Yeah.
Anything
and
you
yet
add
no
to that?
Team are called the Clementes, but anyway.
It's a good point. Los Robertos.
Los Robertos. That's just a picture of a guy. Just Bob. A Bob. That's Bob. Bob's. Los Bobs. Los Bobos.
So anyway.
Los Robertos.
anybody listening, you can have that one on us, by the way. So we've talked about it a few times in our last couple of shows. We thought this time we would actually go through some of the logos that we really like share them with the audience, talk about what we like about them. I had you send me a list of 10 that you really liked. I put together a list of 10 that I really liked. There's a couple of honorary team captains, I guess we'll call them. And then I put one more at the end just because I have a special commentary on that one. So I have a little, let's see, I have a little slideshow here. Watch this. Boom. Look at that.
All right.
So this is my honorary team captain. You can see I'm wearing the hat. Mm-hmm. I love this one. It's the Mariachis de Nuevo México. It's the alternate of the Albuquerque Isotopes, which if you're a Simpsons fan, that's even funnier. and in case you're not, one episode of The Simpsons, the Springfield Isotopes moved their minor league team to Albuquerque, and then the actual Albuquerque minor league team changed their name to the Isotopes. Yeah. It's just amazing to me that all that synergy happened. So this one I really like. I am wearing the hat now. Hold on, I'm just trying to figure out how best to do this layout. I guess I'll stick with that one. It's fun. It's got the mariachi hat, the mariachi tie, the Calavera skull. It's just very clean and very classic, and it's my favorite one.
Yeah, and it's like from the first year that they did it.
Yeah, it's got longevity. There's been a bunch of them that have rolled in and out.
Yeah, even some of the teams have changed their names and gone to something else. And this logo is pretty much, I think the color has changed. Is the only thing like
they've
red and put in like a turquoise or a
mauve. Or like a tealy turquoisey color. Yeah. Yeah,
but other than that, this thing has stayed the same, solid.
Yeah, it's a strong contender for the best one.
I feel like it's one of the few teams that like took it seriously, because some of those logos do look like, you know, they went down to the high school art class and go, "Hey, kids, want a contest?" because some of them were really amateurish, and some of them they just like translated the team name into Spanish. They didn't really create anything new, you know. So like the Omaha Storm Chasers became Los Tembladores or something like that.
Right.
I changed nothing about the logo except it said Omaha. It was instead of Omaha Storm Chasers, it's Tembladores de Omaha. Everything was the same. And you're just kind of like, that's some weak ass shit.
You're missing the whole point and the opportunity here.
But it is Nebraska, and that may be the closest they came to Spanish people.
I will say, I live in Austin, as we've discussed, and the Round Rock Express did not make our list today. Their team is the Chupacabras, which I really want to get behind, but I hate the logo and I hate the colors they've chosen, and I just can't. They never find something that makes me want to really get behind it. But when I was looking at the schedule the other day to find a game to go to, they have a couple of other alternates that they do. They're not COPA related, but there's a famous donut place in Round Rock called Round Rock Donuts, kind of famous in the area. And they're doing a Round Rock Donuts night where they're going to be the Round Rock Donuts.
Nice.
And then there's another night where they're doing the Round Rock Briskets. And I haven't seen logos for either of those, but I'm seriously want to see what the Round Rock briskets look like. Anyway, that's neither here nor there, but I just thought it was interesting.
Not at all. And all of these minor league teams do have alternate personalities that are like more like, you know, neighborhood icon type things in addition to their the nice thing is just being a fly-by-night organization, throw out everything at the wall, see what sticks.
Yeah, that's what I love about minor league baseball. They're willing to take chances. They're willing to be stupid and just have fun, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They do not take themselves seriously. All right, you ready for your honorary team captains?
Okay. I'm going to guess this is the Chicharrones.
the Chicharrones de Colombia. They're Royals farm club, weren't they?
They weren't when they started this, but just like the year before, maybe 2 years ago. And I've been wearing Chicharrones hats to the games. So finally somebody's like, hey, we're that team. I was like, yeah, a little late to the party, my friend, but sure. This is another one where they nailed the logo right out of the gate. This is pretty much unchanged since they started as well.
Yeah, this is a good one. I mean, the butcher chart is just spot on. It's just perfect.
It is. It looks great.
I can't get more than John Fogerty. I'm sorry. I got to get rid of that.
Okay.
It's bugging me. It's just loud enough for me to hear it and not loud enough for me to hear it.
It looks great on a hat. Looks great on a shirt. The font, everything they picked. Again, this is one that for the originals and largely unchanged. I'm pretty sure completely unchanged since they started.
Do they go? Is it reds and yellows on this one when they put it out?
No, I think it's that greenish color that's in there now.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things. I was looking at the merchandise for a lot of these teams. The colors they picked for the bed of the logo are interesting choices relative to the logo color, and that's why I asked. I'm being very diplomatic here.
Yeah, they picked some stuff that you're just like. Yeah.
I looked at one of them like, wow, that I would never have guessed that was the color of the hat. Okay. And I can't remember what it was at this point because I just ran through these quickly getting ready for the show. But yeah. So that's your honorary team captain. Mm-hmm. The next three slides are the ones that from our list of 10
we had in common.
We both chose. Yes.
All right, cool.
So next. We've talked about this one before, and I still love this one. And this is a very leading contender to be my hat of the summer if I actually pull the trigger. I really love the Calavera George Washington.
Oh, I know. This is just like this fantastic logo. This is their third year, maybe, I think. Mm-hmm. Second or third?
At least second, maybe third.
At least second, probably third. Yeah, that thing just pops. There's nothing. The Fundadores, that is just fantastic.
And in all the merchandising, they changed the FUN to a different color. So it's Fundadores. So it's, they put the emphasis on the fun when they merchandise it. Yeah. I found that out when I was looking at stuff. So
yeah, that's the guy who got the thing that says, just do what you want. He goes, you sure? Okay.
I got you.
I came back and they're like, I don't even know what a Fundadore is, but we're going with this.
That's right. What if
our money looked like that? Would that just not be awesome?
That would be amazing. You have to be alive to have a real pick.
Alternate dollar bills.
They're only good for a few weekends in the summer.
That's right. Oh, that'd be hilarious. The U.S. Mint is issuing alternate dollar bills.
Don't laugh. That could be coming.
That would be amazing. That would be collector's items.
It would really be just be like those stupid quarters, right?
It would be like the state quarters. It would be the yes.
Yes. There's a precedent for alternative currency at this point.
Absolutely. Oh, they could put that. Put it on a quarter.
There you go.
Not on the color, but man.
Oh, that would look so sweet.
That would actually look pretty good. On a quarter.
Yeah. They only release them in the state where
so then
you got to go for those chase pieces that you don't get in.
Oh, yes.
Missouri or Texas. Getting a Fundadores for either one of us would be a big damn deal.
Alternative money. Yes.
We've got alternative facts. Let's have alternative money. all right, you ready for our next commonality?
Uh-huh. I'm going to say it's the dog.
You are correct, yeah. Sir. You are correct.
See, the men look, this one, I like this one because, I mean, I like a lot of teams have embraced sort of the sugar skull aesthetic. Yeah. That's cool. Good colors, nice design. I mean,
I just noticed the M running around
the rim
of, yeah. I just noticed that just now. Mm-hmm. A lot of them use the Calavera sugar skull imagery. A lot of them don't do it well. This one is a great, great representation of that style. I love the way the dots run along the jawline or the top of the lip. Mm-hmm. And you can still tell it's a dog, right? I mean, and the Midland team is the Rockhounds during normal playing days. And for them to just sort of go, okay.
Now we're a Spanish Calavera dog.
Yes. With a giant hat.
With a giant hat.
Bueno.
It's muy bueno. That one, it's got a good pop to it. And that's a new team this year.
It is. It's one of the new ones. The other one that was interesting to me that's new this year, and I didn't put a slide for it, but there's one of the teams that is celebrating the mariachi jacket. Just the jacket. Yeah, look it up. It's like a instead of like the sombrero hat, it's kind of, it's like a guy pitching in like the classic pitching, but the you know it's like the mariachi jacket with the embroidery and stuff. And there's potential there. They haven't quite nailed it down with the current logo, but I feel like that one's possibly a comer for next year if they stick with it. So
okay, yeah, and I would agree with that one because that one I never I'll be honest, I did not look. I just saw the jacket and it was just such a weird shape.
Yeah.
That I kind of walked away from it.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it's not great. I mean, it doesn't even place or show this year, but I think if they play with it a little bit, it's got some potential. I mean, imagine if they put together a uniform with embroidery, like one of those jackets on the sleeves and on the legs, like a mariachi uniform where they went like, down the legs with like the spangly, not necessarily the spangles, but the embroidery that looks like the jackets and stuff. And like down the front, I mean, there's potential with that one, but
that would be fun. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah. But then suddenly I sound like, you know, George Costanza putting them in wool uniforms and something bad will happen.
It's a natural fabric. It's the way it breathes.
All right. So our third and final.
I don't know what the hell's going on. I'm trying to look up the other teams, but I'm just like getting, you know.
Go to MILB and on the top right, there's a drop down that says collections or something. And there's one that says Copa.
Yeah, I get the page, but I'm not getting the logos.
It was being a little squirrely for me earlier, too. So it may just be.
Okay, so then to hell with them.
All right. So any guesses on what the third one we had in common was?
I think it's probably one of the Pescado de Ojo sort of things. Which one was it?
It was Fenomenos Enmascarados de Valle de Hudson.
That one is smoking. That's a great
That's
one.
So good.
That's raccoon. Another one where they nailed it out of the gate. They haven't changed it, you know. Yeah. I mean, that's
good colors, too.
It's
I love
great
the
colors. It does have that Nacho Libre vibe.
The luchador raccoon. I assume it's a raccoon. Since you can't really see his eyes, it's hard to tell. But
yeah, that one. And did you notice he's standing in a little title belt?
Oh, I hadn't noticed that design piece. Very nice. I had not noticed that little. Oh, that's good. Okay. That one may move up my, that may become a contender for this summer. I don't know. That's a lot of detail.
That's pretty cool. That'd be fun. If that's a group that should just sell shirts with that thing at waist level, like a belt.
No kidding. Wow. Suddenly, see, you did it. You turned me into Owen Wilson. Wow. That would be cool. Yeah.
Like, that would be cool.
Like very Tom Hardy affliction-y, right? With the with the thing down at waistline.
Or you just sell, for the kids, you sell plastic belts that they can, you have belt night, man. And they come in, you get title belt night.
Yes.
Phenomeno, who's probably got a name like Amigo or something like that. But you get a little Amigo belt that goes with it. You got the title, you know, everybody's walking in strapped.
There's enough independent wrestling up in New York State. You could have like every time those guys play, you could have a show, like an indie show after the game.
Oh my God, that would be amazing. And have somebody come out dressed like the phenomenon. Yeah,
have him interfere or get pile driven or something.
No, it'd be more fun to have him interfere.
Yeah.
Have him, the mascot, interfere. Yeah. That would be great. So you have your two local heel face going at it. It's just a little one round pinfall anywhere. So you're going to do it right. It's pinfall anywhere. It's a cool Saturday night. And these guys are like, all over the field, and then that little raccoon comes in, interferes, boom, wins, takes the title belt. It's just like the old UCW days. He wins, boom, he's a champ. Thug and Brawl, carry him out on their shoulders.
You bring some of the other mascots in to carry him around. Like
that would be fantastic. How about the reveal? You have like your regular mascot. He just like something happens. He turns around, he pulls that head off, and there's another head.
Oh,
and he jumped out as that wrestler. That's even better. It goes back to the DiBiase in the monkey suit.
Oh.
And that guy is like wandering around the thing. He comes up, he's running up, and he's taking the mascot costume off.
That and it's Phenomeno underneath?
Yes.
Oh, I love that. You know I'm a sucker for that angle. Oh, so yeah.
Let's take that snippet that we just did and send it to the team.
Find the right promotional night where it makes sense for there to be a guy in a gorilla suit. I'm just kidding.
But for to have like whatever, maybe their regular mascot, just like I said, strips it off. That guy's underneath, drops an elbow,
so good. Makes
the pin, grabs the belt, runs out. Yeah.
See,
belt held high.
So good.
Crowd would go ape shit.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, I love it. So
tag the team. Let's get that in there. Let's put that idea in there.
I'm going to tag all of them and let them see what kind of nonsense we've dragged them into unwillingly.
Alternate money. And that, you know what? So the alternate money, you can go and buy gift cards. You could buy Fundadori money to spend in
the gift shop.
In the gift shop.
Oh, that's good.
You know, like when you go to an event and you buy like coupons for food mm-hmm. and stuff, you buy Fundadori dollars. Nice. Fundo bucks.
I like that. All right.
Fundadollars.
So, all right. So that's all of our commonalities. From here on out, it's alternating me and you as choices that we each made that the other did not choose.
Watch them all be like, that was on my list. That was on my list.
All right. So my first pick is, and I've talked about this one before, the Brooklyn Hefes.
That's a great logo. That's a great logo.
I hated to pick it because it's Yankees related, but it's so good. It's yes. so good. The Brooklyn Bridge is iconic. Calling them the Hefes is that means bosses. Mm-hmm. For those of you who don't speak pidgin Spanish like I do. Or Texas Spanish, whatever it is I speak. So I love this one. It's just a clean, clean logo that I really like.
Yeah, and I didn't pick it because I was 99% sure you would.
I've praised this one before.
There's a whole bunch that are in there that I think you and I probably go, one way or the other. It's like you didn't put it on your list. I did, kind of.
There's some of that. Having seen the lists and put the slideshow together, yeah, there's some of that. Although I will say, before I go to your first slide, I think you were hungry when you made your list.
Oh, yeah, because they're all food related.
yeah. So in that spirit, well, not this one. See, and then I screwed myself. Look at that. Okay. Now, this is a real thing in Texas. Oh,
but the Hefes, that's another one of those logos that has been pretty much unchanged.
Going back. Okay.
I think that's pretty much been their alternate identity since the beginning. And I don't think that they've done much with that logo since. And that's another one of those 3 or 4 year running kind of things.
Yeah. I mean, that's when you know that they figured out something and it's working for them mm-hmm. when they roll it out every year. If there's no need to change it, tweak it. And, Yankee fans are going to buy anything you put out as a Yankee affiliate. But a dyed-in-the-wool Yankee hater would consider wearing that on a hat. That's just a good-looking logo.
That is a
great Yankees look. Or not. Mm-hmm. Yankees or not. So, all right, back to the pointy boots. that is a great logo for Amarillo. Let's start there.
It's a great logo for Amarillo. It is, once again, another team that has done this like 3 years in a row, mm-hmm. something like that. And I'm not a cowboy boot wearing guy. I don't know how it meant the other way I said it. Although we have a thing where a vendor is taking us to a boot shop to get fitted for our own pair of boots.
You getting custom boots?
Maybe.
Oh, wow.
But I think I don't know what's going to happen because as I RSVP to the event, they're like, oh, it's on this date. And it's like, shit, that's one of my executive committee is. I'm shit.
Dude, custom boots?
Fitted. I don't
know. You got to make that happen.
Yeah, well, they're going to be fitted. I don't know how this is going to work. But anyway, and somebody goes, you're not a cowboy boot guy. I'm like, I'm a free cowboy boot guy. That's different.
Free is free. That's a different conversation. That's less about the boot and more about the price point.
That's right. Now, this one is just fun. It kind of like embraces sort of all the weirdness about minor league baseball.
Yeah.
And yet still kind of touches on part of Latino heritage.
I mean, you will see guys wearing those boots with the long pointy toes on them. And I like one of the things I like, and I'm pointing at the screen, though you can't see it, is the little white tip on the end of the boot. Usually those boots like that have that silver
cap on them.
Yeah, silver cap. And that's kind of what that is representative of for me.
And they're not the pointy boots day Kinky Friedman, though.
I believe Kinky would get behind that, though. I find the color scheme interesting for Amarillo, right? I mean, the pink and yellow is an interesting choice.
I think that's way more kind of Miami Latino.
Right. Yeah.
Than Texas Latino.
Yeah. Yeah. But I haven't looked to see what other colors, you know, go along with that. But yeah, that's a good one. It captures the spirit of what this is supposed to be in a way that a lot of them don't, right? I like this one. So.
No, it's a good, it's there. Wait a minute, I picked it. That is fun.
You did pick it. This is yours.
Oh, wow. I'm looking them up. This jersey is phenomenal because it's the Amarillo Sod
Poodles.
Poodles. So one of the alternate logos is the poodle pulling the hat down over his eyes with these giant claw looking things on his feet.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
I'll look that up later.
But the jersey itself, it's like a dark blue body, light blue sleeves, and it's got this kind of, you know, check pattern on it.
Okay.
It's sort of a Mexican Argyle kind of a thing. it's a badass looking jersey.
Cool.
You would look like a rock star wearing this to a baseball game, and you would get stopped by so many people, mostly security. Because I think they get bored and just like talking to fans to alleviate the bored. That's who's ever stopped. I wear an El Paso Chihuahuas hat to the games from time to time.
Are they a PC affiliate or you just like the logo?
Just love the logo.
Yeah, it's a good one.
But yeah, I wear that. I get stopped by all kinds of people. It's wondering, what is that? The team, man, it's real. It's real.
That's you are not hallucinating.
You're not hallucinating. Yes. All right, what do we got next?
All right, so let's see. Next, we've got one of mine, and it is...
that's another one I almost put on the list.
Yeah, well, we all know that this is one of my all-time favorite movies, so there was no way I wasn't picking this. This is one of the more well-executed Calaveras, I think. It'd be hard to screw that up with the bullhead, I think, also.
Well, this is, weren't they like the Mal de Ojos originally?
Yes, they were.
So this is like their second stab at it, and a much better stab.
Yes, I have the Mal de Ojos hat, and it's not great. You just get weird looks when you wear that. With this one, you'd get the nod.
A weird look and a nod.
Yeah. I mean, it's reminiscent of the Chicago Bulls, quite honestly. Let's not fool ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. But one of the storied minor league franchises, I'm glad to see they got it right. It leaned into their...
Yeah,
they're built-in marketing, right? There's no need for the Bulls to try to be something else.
Right, and I think that was... Oh, man, learn to talk. I think that was what was wrong with their first stab at it, is that it just didn't quite work. And they did that, I think, like 2 years, and then they switched to this, so... this was whoever made the call to change, definitely got it right.
Yeah. Yeah. This one, I'm thinking of the scene in the movie Bull Durham where he hits the bull in right field and the smoke starts coming out of the nose of the bull and the eyes start flashing. And that's what this reminds me of, right? Mm-hmm. With the flower eyes, it's like the eyes lighting up. There's the smoke coming out of the nose, just a solid, solid, second shot that the bulls did.
Yeah. Then you tried it again and you got it.
Yep. Yep. Sometimes sticking with what has worked for years and years with a tweak is the way to go. And this is one of those instances. So let's see. What's your next? Your next option is, this is where you got hungry. The orange butts.
I picked it because it looked like a butt with glasses.
Yeah, it does look like an ass. I agree.
And that was it. It was just like Doraznos, the Roma. And there was something about that thing that you wear that hat, people are going to be like, why is that guy advertising for OnlyFans? And, and what is he advertising for OnlyFans?
What does Doraznos mean? I don't even know.
I think it's peaches.
Oh, okay. Okay. I knew it wasn't oranges because that's naranjos. So, okay.
Correct.
So that is a peach. Like, again, another name for ass. So,
uh-huh. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Oh, shit, man. I'm looking at the Durham Bulls.
Uh-huh.
They've got one that's like two sugar skull fists pointing in either direction.
Like skull, like bullhorns?
Yes.
Oh, like nice. Like
them high.
Nice.
Yeah, the Toro Bravos is not quite as sweet, but anyway. Yeah, the Doraznos, that just cracked me up. And it is Spanish for peach. And it's okay. The Doraznos de Roma. There we go.
Yeah, it's an ass. There's no two ways around it.
It's totally an ass, but it's funny as shit.
Somebody in marketing went, we'll say it's a peach, which is another word for ass, and then we'll just draw an ass.
And that's the thing. I'm looking at their merch store right now, and yeah, they got like a dark blue adjustable dad cap that just is that peach thing.
Just the peach.
Just the peach. You're getting stopped. People are going to ask you questions about what the hell's going on.
Especially with the mirrored sunglasses. It's like a predator peach.
So, yes, I understand that several I picked, but several of them are food and or drink related.
Well, there's a lot. Yeah. There's a lot in this collection. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a lot in the collection that are food related. So I just had to make the joke at your expense. So,
oh no, no, I think I even knew that putting it together, kind of like going, wait a minute, I put the placentas.
Excuse me. That's a horrible team name. The paletas.
Las placentas. Yeah.
So bad. Everything is red. We don't know everything why. Is
red. It's a red uniform, red logo. It's just a mess. Just a mess.
The hat looks like Jackson Pollock created it. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The cool part though is they drag the logo. They just drag this bag out in the middle of the field, and the mascot pops out.
Oh wow.
The crowd goes nuts. The baby was saved, you know.
Oh my. Wow. Okay, I'm moving on now.
Well, it's just, so I'll say is there's not a whole lot really going on with that logo other than I just like the peach with the sunglasses. And that tuft of hair that kind of, when you think of it as an ass, you're like going, what is the hair? What the hell am I looking at?
Yeah, I was doing that biological math a minute ago and I just stopped because I couldn't.
Hey, yeah. They're not called the Taints de Roma.
The only thing it would be better if it was if their cap had like a very defined line right up the middle, right. And it kind of tufted it over, like a seam running right up the bill.
Either the seam or the stitching. Yeah, they contrast stitching up the middle of the logo. That would absolutely sell it.
All right, so I went with the Murcielagos de Louisville. I have a long-standing love affair with the Bats franchise. They used to be in Greensboro. One year when the boys were playing baseball in the fall league, we did minor league teams, and I was the commissioner, so my team was the Bats. I got to choose. I love the Aztec styling on this thing. It's a nightmare bat as opposed to the friendly bat that they were the rest of the season. So this one gets a vote from me.
That's a very, very cool one. And that's another one. Oof, man, their merch is on fire.
What does that mean?
Oh, shit. They got one. They've got it's a fitted hat, I think. But it is a blood red cap, black bill, and that bat logo is in gold thread.
Ooh.
Yes.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, yeah. That is, but, and then again, another team that has kept that pretty much that same look. I think they've kept the name. I don't think they've kept the look.
Yeah. I think they went to this last year. I think it was a more cartoony one the first couple of years. And then they like went to the more stylized, Aztec looking bat in the last couple of years.
Yeah. No, that's a good looking. I like that one. Going through was kind of tough. God damn, kind of
So note to self, we can't do this early in the day.
Apparently not. Talk. No, I got to look for the sundowners to set in. So I'm just back on the, but no, and it seems like I think we're seeing more Liga logos last longer, you know, that like a team kind of like takes two or three tries, finds a groove and then just goes.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Anyway. I was going to say something else, but I don't remember what it was. So, I know what it was. So I had this thought while I was putting the slideshow together, I think, and I just mentioned the fall ball thing where like I was in charge of, you know, choosing the teams and all that. And I think I did a lot of that was still kind of my mindset clicked back into, okay, which ones would I want to wear? Which ones would I want to see the kids wear? You know, cause the first year we did it, I think I've told this story before, but the first year I coached, and we got stuck with the Lansing Lugnuts. Oh. Try explaining a lug nut to a 4 and 5 year old when the guy across is the Timber Rattlers and it's a snake. I mean,
and the other one is a bolt.
Right, exactly. So at that point, I'm like, okay, when I got in charge, I'm like, okay, we're not picking anything that can't be explained to a child first, right? If they're, and then second, which ones look coolest? So I couldn't winnow it down. So I did a lot of that mindset when I was doing my picks.
Oh, nice, nice, nice.
So okay. So your next one, Churros de San Jose. Now, this one was interesting because I pulled most of the images from the homepage for the Copa.
Uh-huh.
And theirs on the homepage is just sort of like a stylized version of the
word
of,
mark. Yeah. It's a word mark.
Yeah. So I clicked through and there was Mr. Churro and I used him. So I hope that was the one you were looking for and not the other one because I wasn't sure.
Well, I'll tell you, it's, I went with them cause I really, really, really dig their jersey.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say churros.
Well, I do like churros. I really like churros, but yes, they've got your churros baseball. It's, if you go see the replica jersey, it's black. It kind of actually looks like a tequila thing. You know, it says San Jose and then it says churros and the words are all kind of, you know, the letters are all sort of jumbled and scrambled in that kind of old English font.
Right, right.
There's just something about that. I went with them because I just love that jersey.
Okay.
And churros. And churros.
And my question about this is the mascot swinging with other churros or are those supposed to be bats? Because it gets weird if he's swinging at a ball. A
churro. I think he is swinging a churro at a churro.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it's churro gang violence in San Jose. 100% think that's what's going on there.
I think it'd be funny as hell to have the San Jose Churros jersey and get to wear that somewhere. Because yeah, you know you are going to look like you're just looking for a meal. But you've got to have a little, you got to back that jersey up with some attitude.
I will put links to all of these team stores in the show notes when I do that, because I want everyone to be able to go through and see beyond the simple pictures we're showing what else there is available. So let's see. My next one is the Pensacola Poctopoc.
Oh, interesting. I think this one
might be interesting. I thought this one might surprise you. And I just love the idea that one of the teams chose the game where people, where the indigenous people of South America used a severed head as the game ball.
I have a feeling research was out that day. So just, hey, look at this cool guy playing this game. Oh, that's sweet. It's like soccer. Cool. Fired up.
And for those somebody, of you not somebody, familiar,
there's a professor of Latin American studies somewhere who's going to send them a letter.
Very tersely worded letter.
Very about, terse letter. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. The game this logo references was played by, I believe, the Mayans. And the story goes, is that they would use the severed heads of their conquered enemies as the game ball, in games that would go on for days, as I believe I remember. It was decomposing severed head by the time the game was over, if I'm remembering correctly, not just hallucinating some horror movie I'm making up in my head.
No, but again, here's an instance where the jersey is off the hook, because they've got it like this. They've got some big I don't know. It's pretty wild. I just realized
that's like Chichen Itza or one of the other pyramids behind the goalie there.
Correct. Yeah, yeah.
Dawned on me that that's what that is.
No, that's actually very cool. The jersey itself would just be, because it's got some weird hand symbol. You have to look up the jersey.
That's what I'll be doing after the show, is looking up all the things that you're looking up now.
Yeah, because that's one of those, it's like, my God, if that was a jersey, holy shit. And the only way you know about the severed head thing is if you go on Wikipedia and check that out.
Actually, you know what? I know where I got it now.
Not the team website, I hope.
No. We went to Chichen Itza once, and they told the story of, like, because they have the ball court there still.
Yes.
And they told us all about it. That's where I got that from. So, yeah, that's a thing. So anyway, I picked that one, much like you liked the churro uniform. I liked the severed head game was referenced, so that's why I picked that one.
Just so you know, yes, I knew about that. It was like, I'm gonna steer the clear of that one.
coward. So all right, well, fine. Let's see what you picked instead of that. You picked the salsas.
I just like this Almec dip head jar mascot.
Laura and I went to grab some lunch before earlier this afternoon and run by Costco to return something. And I was saying I had to get home so I could put this slideshow together. And she was trying to explain to her, and I'm showing her the logos. And this one, and I had looked at your list but not memorized. So I didn't remember this was one of yours. But she goes, yes, because when you think of salsa, you think of Winston-Salem. And I was like, Yeah, okay.
Pretty much.
Yeah,
absolutely.
No, the Olmec head with the chips in it is good.
It's like Tostitos.
Yeah.
With the little guy sharing the dip.
You can see this talking in a commercial.
Oh, sí. Try the salsa.
Yo quiero Tostitos. Yo quiero
Tostitos. Yeah, you could. That would be, if you animate that and come out to the ball for salsa night and bring chips, but then it's just salsa dancing. Yeah, exactly. Clip, clip, clip. Girl comes out, does a thing with the castanets at the at home plate. That would be kind of cool. Or just that guy animated when somebody hits a home run. Salsa, free nachos. Somebody hits a home run in the fifth inning. Boom. Everybody in the park gets free nachos.
Perfect. Perfect. It's salsa's night. Okay. This is how our show degenerates, because I just had a thought. The very first major league game I ever went to, right? I was playing Little League. We went to see an Astros game as a team. That night was, if Bob Watson got a hit, it was free beer. Bob Watson went 5 for 5. I think he hit for the cycle that night. I don't remember, but I know he went 5 for 5. And, like, he'd come up, he'd get his hit, and you'd see the entire adult. Like, it was just lines out, lines back, lines out. Like, because it would take about that long at the Astrodome for that many people to get their free beer, right? Because that place was huge. So it'd be about the time they got sat down, had about half of their first beer, it was Bob Watson was up to bat again.
And everybody was cheering their ass off. It's kind of like the episode of Brockmeyer. I remember your baseball story when I watched that. Hey, got a hit. Drink a beer. Drink a beer.
I still can't believe they did that, but God bless the 70s, right? Yeah, nobody expected him to go 5 for 5.
I think it's amazing that we know enough about Mesoamerican culture to pull this stuff out.
Right. Yeah, the last two have been pretty impressive, I won't lie. Let's see what's next. Okay, I chose the Tumba Vacas de Wichita because I did not see a more perfect marriage of geography and team. Because I can't imagine much better for Wichita than the Cal Tippers. I just thought that was hysterically funny and appropriate. So there's really nothing more to this than that.
Fucking
that's a new one, I believe.
That one, I agree that that one is new. I'm just looking to. I do get a kick out of going to the merch shop. Oh yeah, the chaquetas de Rancho Cucamonga. You're right. There's a bunch of food ones I could have picked.
Yeah, you still did a good job. But yeah, I mean, we could do a whole episode on just the food ones. But that's
oh my God. I'm looking at this. These guys have black jerseys with hot pink trim. They've got some wild ass pattern like under the sleeve and lime green hats.
Oh, wow. See, that's where I'm talking about. The lime green hat with this logo doesn't make any sense to me.
No. Oh my God. You get a chance. You should check out their merch
store. Oh, I will. I will. I have to pick the summer's hat yet. So I have to do some research. But yeah, this was solely because the idea of the team in Wichita being called the Cow Tippers made me laugh. So that's the only reason I picked this one. No other reason.
It's a great one. Yeah, they have the Tumbavaca jersey. That is, wow. That is, I don't know, man. That's like you're going to a drag club.
It's a great drag name. My name is Tumbavaca.
Oh. Oh man, comes out this little charro. Gucci, Gucci. Gucci,
Gucci. All right, let's see what you were hungry for
on the main stage. Tumbavaca.
Uh-oh, we just lost Instagram. Yeah, we just lost Instagram. Oh well. They'll have to tune in for the next six. So, let's see. Your next choice was the Paletas de Beloit.
There's one of the food booths at Kauffman Stadium sells paletas.
So, those are good, man. They have big chunks of fruit in them.
Oh yeah, they're delicious. There's a couple places, you know, in around here that sell them, and yeah, you got to go in there. You got your Spanish has got to be on point, otherwise, you know, it's like at Steve King's. You know, Steve Martin does that old routine. I tried to order in French, and they brought me a shoe covered in cheese, and apparently I told them to shove it down my throat. So, again, when you're ordering the paletas, if they come out with palettes, you've said something wrong.
I like this one. This is a fun logo. It's in the spirit of the thing. I love that it's wearing a foam finger. I'm a little concerned for his health since he's melting, but I feel like this is spot on what they want this to be, right? It's something they can market. This would be a huge hit with the kids in Beloit. Where the hell is Beloit? I don't know where Beloit is.
Beloit's on the Illinois-Wisconsin border.
Oh, well, they need something like this then.
Oh, God, yes, because you're 5 minutes from Wisconsin drunk, you know. Just
that's pro-level drunk.
It is pro-level drunk. And you're probably like, I don't know, you're not that far from the Dells, I don't think. One of my friends got married in East Beloit, which is south of regular Beloit, but...
East is south.
Yeah, it's Illinois. Everything's downstate from Chicago.
That's true. That's true.
Including Wisconsin.
All right. Anything else? Oh, I just noticed he's the paleta's got some little sliced strawberries in him. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I was not paying a whole lot of attention to detail when I was putting this together. I was scrambling, but that's a nice little detail.
Oh yeah, some of these are great. Like this is a good one. The Phenomenos is fantastic. I mean,
Phenomenal, maybe even
phenomenal. Moment. I swear they should have their mascot just come out. Yeah. It would be that night would be a raucous night. They would be talking about that for years. You would influence a whole. It would be like your Houston Astros story. There was this night the mascot ripped his head off. He was a Mexican wrestler. I don't know what was going on, but I'm traumatized.
All right, let's see what we've got after dessert here. Oh, I like this one.
Oh, that's a good one.
The cursed goats.
Is this a change one? Because isn't it one with like the goat chewing on a basketball?
Yeah, that's the Chivos is a different one. This one I think is new or changed. I can't remember what South Bend was previously, but I love that the team that is a Cubs affiliate and is close to Chicago went with the cursed goats.
The evil goat.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was fun.
That is,
and I don't know that I've ever seen the word malditos before, but it's one of my new favorite Spanish words.
what is it? Malditos?
Isn't Maldichos.
That like Malditos.
It's cursed.
Oh, it's cursed.
It's the cursed goats. Yeah. Yeah.
The cursed goats. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a late contender as I was going through the list this afternoon. I'm like, I can't, because I was looking at the Chivos because I've always liked that one. But like, this one has history. This one has like baseball history rolled into it, right? More than just like a Spanish name. It's got some history to it, and I really liked that.
Which we should probably tell the story, and I think you probably know it better than I am because I just clued into it as you were talking.
So there we're talking about the curse of the goat in Chicago. The Cubs, story goes, there was a bar in Wrigley Land, which is the area outside of Wrigley Field, in the early 1900s sometime. I can't remember. The Chicago fan will let us know. But gentleman brought his goat into the bar, and they told him he couldn't bring his goat into the bar. And he cursed the bar and the Cubs to never win another World Series until ever. And they didn't until they did some sort of reverse hoodoo with a goat, and they won one. So it was the curse of the goat for more than a century, I think.
Yeah. So I went to the team page while you were talking, and yes, they did have a different look to it at one time.
What was it before?
It was just like the goat in profile.
Okay. Was it more cartoony?
More cartoony. Okay. It was not nearly as cool as this one, but there's a guy on here who's like wearing a scowly mask over the top part of his face, mm-hmm. just cover his face. He's got a baseball cap, and he's got goat horns coming out of the baseball cap. It's phenomenal. Oh, he's wearing a cape too. That's nice. Awesome.
He is there. He's probably there since it is minor leagues. He is their unofficial mascot because they can't afford a real one.
So they just call, Federico, come on out. And he's giving free tickets and some beer and some shots and away he goes.
Yep, pretty much. There used to be a guy at the Astros games called Batty Bob. He was an unofficial mascot for years. And then when they rolled into that new stadium, suddenly they had no room for Bob. Bob disappeared. Aww. Yeah, it was kind of sad. He was kind of a fixture. Anyway, cursed goats. I like the history associated with that one. So that's why I got my pick there. Your next choice. Yep,
cool.
Cardinales de Springfield.
It's one of those teams that I hate the Cardinals, but I like the way they did this. It's timid because they're the Springfield Cardinals, jersey looks just like, you don't even have to wash the uniform when you get called up. You just take your gear and go. So I kind of like this one. It is not as bold as some of the others, but I thought it was doing the best of a bad situation.
I will be honest. I was shocked when I was doing your list and this one was on there, knowing how you feel about the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. And I do find it a little pedestrian relative to some of our other choices, but you're right. I mean, there wasn't a lot of thought put into it, but for the little bit of thought they put into it, it works. It's not offensive. It doesn't make me think, oh, that was just dumb. It just is what it is. It's inoffensive. You're right. I think that's the right word.
It is. And there's just, like I said, I don't know why, but it just kind of, I don't know why. Oh, I was aware that I was picking food. That's why I picked it as opposed to the Frisco's, the queso's de Frisco.
The Teddy Roosevelt
block of cheese.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No, wait a minute. There was a part of me that knew, that saw the pattern. I got to like back off.
I just thought you hadn't eaten when you sent me the list. I just figured you were hungry.
Well, it was weird though, because I do think some of those food ones are pretty cool. Like the are kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like the micheladas that are, is kind of cool, but it needs a little more oomph.
The margaritas one I like, but I don't like it enough to put it on my list.
Correct. Because it's kind of like, it's not there yet.
Yeah. It needs a little, I don't like that the margarita is red. It should be green. First of all, I'm a classicist in that way. But whatever, it may be a color thing with the big club. So I don't know. I did not get a chance to go through cause my other plan was to put like what team these were affiliated with, but I just ran out of time. So,
Oh yeah. That's a lot of work. No, I'm into it.
All right. So my last choice was, okay. Yeah.
That's a good one.
I've sent a couple of dogs across the Rainbow Bridge, so this one speaks to me. The colors are good. I looked at some of the merch because this was my last pick, and I waffled between this one and a couple of other ones. But I like the color scheme. I like that they incorporated Santo, you know, the great Mexican wrestler. Sort of, at least in my mind, they did, right? Yeah. And again, details. I'm just noticing that the base path is bones. I just noticed that. Uh-huh. So I like it even better now. So I really like this one. It's another good use of the Calavera motif. And, yeah, I like it.
Yeah, and it's, again, I think, because what I've noticed is that it seems as more and more teams are committing to it, that the logo designs are getting a lot better. And yeah, it's because you get down to some of them, you're like, 1 year I would have had no problem picking out 10. And now I'm kind of like, oh God, what do I do? Let's go with weird and cool, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and this went to my, would a kid like this, right? I mean, the dog with the halo, I could put that on a Little League uniform and the kid would at least get that it's a dog, right?
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And they would learn Spanish, right? Perro means dog. Okay. So I just taught your kid something.
Still can't hit a curve, but whatever.
Anyway, so yeah, I mean, this
still
was a good
hanging
one.
Him over the plate in the zone.
Can't have everything, man. Okay. It's baby steps. Baby. All right, so your last one is, and yeah. this is one of the ones that this was the other one that was in contention with the dog. So it was easier for me to pick the dog when you had this one on your list.
So I think I went with this one because it's again one of the older ones.
Yes.
Because I know there's the Dorados. I think there's one that is the Luchadors. Yeah, mm-hmm. The Luchadors, the Reading.
Another one that's like the Apple Luchadors, which makes no sense to me.
Oh, the Manzanillas or something like that?
Yeah,
oh, crap. What is I thinking? The Lowriders. It came down to this and the Lowriders.
Fair. I waffled on the Lowriders. I thought you might have that one, but we missed out. We whiffed on that one.
Lowriders look like they've changed their logo because it used to be, or maybe.
I think they changed the angle on the car.
There we go. No, I was thinking of the Bolitas.
Okay.
That have like the flamed, you know, Chevy.
That has been one of my largest complaints about the Copa. And you're probably the only one I've complained to about because nobody else cares. But I don't feel like any team has really nailed down a Lucha Libre inspired logo yet. The Phenomenos is the closest, but it's still not what I'm looking for Lucha Libre. And that's such a big piece of Mexican culture. A lot of them have tried. This is one, as we mentioned, there's a couple of others that have tiptoed around the edges of Lucha, but no one has really nailed it yet.
Yeah. Cause the other ones that I'm, you know, skipping ahead as it were. Oh shit. There is one that's the Luchadors.
Yeah. And that's not a good one. It's not a good logo.
No, it's like the Lucha kind of popping up over the logo. Yeah. It's just, they've got something in the middle. That's probably a landmark. I don't know. Sorry.
It's okay. No, it's, I just feel like there has to be a way for somebody to capture it more completely.
And I would agree. This is pretty much the only one that gets close.
Yeah. Agreed.
And
I would like to see one that
something in the background.
Yeah. I'm sure it's something in Sacramento. Let us know, Sacramento.
In English.
Let's see. I think I'd like to see like a Lucha inspired one that leans into like the metallic colors, you know, like a gold or a silver, something where it would pop. I'm going to do a Little League thing. We were talking one time about doing a select team and it never happened, but I had the uniforms laid out. That was, we were going to be the Marvels and I was going to use the Captain Marvel iconography.
Okay.
Like the hats with the lightning bolts. And oh, reds nice. And blues and blacks for the jerseys. And then I did some research and you can buy the gold belt and the gold socks. And that was going to be the piece that set it off from all the blacks and the reds and the blues. We were going to have those gold pieces, right? It was just going to pop off those white pants and that red jersey that said Marvels across the top. Yeah, it was going to be good. It never happened, but you know, I had it figured out. So I have one more, and it's just because I want to share it, and because I want to share it with you, because this one looks like you designed it. It is your style, man.
It is my style, and it's the Rocket City Trash Pandas.
Yeah,
which I believe that I took a part in voting for that name.
Yes, yes.
At the request of Hunter.
Yes.
Yes, it does look like something I would draw. Absolutely.
Yeah, I was looking at one. Did you submit something that we don't know about? Because that's 100% your style.
Oh, if I did, I would be like all fucking over it.
I know I would have known, but still, I just was looking at that one, going, "Good Lord, it's totally your jam." So that's our 19 and a bonus. I hope you've all enjoyed listening to us prattle about minor league baseball uniforms for an hour.
And if you're if you're a minor league GM, hit us up. We have some ideas.
We love free merch. If we've spoken well of your merchandise,
we do love
reach merch, out,
and we will pimp the hell out of it.
Yes, we will. It
to Kauffman Stadium every chance I get.
I'm going to, once we're done here, I'm going to select my hat of the summer. So, you know, because my Guerreros de Fayetteville from last year has seen better days. So I didn't choose that one because it was my summer hat last year, but that's a good logo too. They took the woodpecker and made it a Mayan warrior head.
That one's
really good.
And I almost went with that when I was doing Springfield Cardinals too, because I was looking at those. And again, I can't do the queso, even though I love the queso.
Well, who doesn't?
Because I'm going to be accused of just being a baseball foodie. It's got the perros caliente, the pequeños petit, or something like that.
That's too funny. Steve?
Yeah. What's on my desk?
What's on your desk, Steve?
Oh, funny you should mention that. So, so I've got this thing. As you know, I have an affection for giant Japanese robots.
That has come up, yes.
And, you know, I'm not like a Gundam guy, because I just figured those are just like giant Iron Man suits. And I'm not exactly sure how I feel about those. So I'm bored. I was babysitting the building during an event and started watching some old anime. And anyway, I ended up with this.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Great Mazinger.
Who is that?
Great Mazinger.
That is cool.
So
does that come all put together, or did you?
Oh yeah, it does. It's a soft vinyl. Oh,
okay, it looked like it might be.
Yeah, so you got like, you know, I'm gonna go 1, 2.
Hold him up.
Yeah, I got 2 points of articulation, or 4. So his little hands twist and his arms go back and forth.
Okay, so he's stable.
But he's very stable, and as you can tell, he is about 8.5-9 inches tall. Wow,
that is a nice looking robot.
It is a fun robot. Yeah.
You're buying these on eBay, or what are you doing?
So this guy, it was, I don't know how I got onto it. I was just doing it and I found him. The company's called Good Smiles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good Smile Company. They do Nendroids. And, I was just looking for something different. I bought it off of Amazon for like $50. Okay. I saw them on eBay for about $100. And I thought, I'm not spending $100. And then I go, oh, wait, it's on Amazon and I have money in my account from all the books and videos we rent. Okay. I'll just apply that credit to that.
So it was free.
Yeah, pretty much. When you get to
free-ish.
The end of it.
Free-ish.
Free-ish. Yes. Anyway, they're doing a series of them. There's like, I think one, two, three, four. Yeah. Five, maybe.
Okay.
But yeah, this one just kind of stood head and shoulders above the rest. Pretty cool.
I like it.
Nice box, plastic stand. Really, you stick it up next to a bunch of pops and it just is like, no contest.
Well,
why would I ever buy a pop again?
I kind of went a different way this week. And
no monkeys?
No monkeys this time. It's going to circle back to what we were talking about there toward the end of the Copa conversation. I've had little to no luck finding the AEW figures that I want.
Okay.
There have been a few that I really wanted, and either they're pulling them off the shelf, they're pulling them out of the boxes, whatever. The Walmart closest to my office has like five pegs of Eddie Kingston. I don't know who thought thinking that an exclusive was a good idea. I went in the other day, and this was on the front of the peg, and I did not hesitate to pick him up. Please say hello to Penta Zero M.
Oh, nice. I have seen that one at the Walmart just around the corner from me.
He was $9.
Oh, nice.
And he is one of my absolute favorites. He was on Lucha Underground. He's had to like rebrand himself a little bit since he went to AEW because apparently AAA still owns the name to the rights to Pentagon Jr.
Ooh.
But he comes with his signature hands for Cero Miedo, which means no fear.
Okay.
I popped those hands on him. He also comes with a shovel to bury his opponents with.
Nice.
Yeah, and to bash them in the head with. So I was very happy. They've done two or three iterations of the Lucha Brothers, and this is the first one I've seen of either of ER's brother Phoenix. And so I was very happy to find him. And he's going on the shelf.
Very nice.
Yeah. So that's what's on my desk. Speaking of Amazon Prime and reading and that sort of thing, a while back, the boys and I had gone to the Dragon's Lair, which is a comic shop up by my office. And I was just like looking at stuff while they were wandering around. And I saw this series called Canary.
Okay.
And it's like an old West, weird Western, Jonah Hexy kind of vibe, right?
Okay.
But they only have issues 1 and 3. Of course, you know, the run on issue 2 is always shorter. So I couldn't bring myself to buy 1 and 3 and then try to trace down 2. But I took a picture of one of the covers to remind me that I wanted to read it. Well, the other night I was just flipping through Prime Reading. And lo and behold, the entire series was on Prime Reading for free. Okay. So I've read the entire series and I can recommend it. It's fun. Canary is what it's called.
Canary. All right, then.
So anyway, just a little. And last night we watched Dream Scenario with Nicolas Cage. Have you seen that?
No, I watched. I rewatched Bullet Train today.
Oh, that was fun.
That one was fun.
Dream Scenario is like the best Nicolas Cage is when Nicolas Cage is being weird, right? So it was that kind of like he starts appearing randomly in people's dreams as a benevolent figure, and then the cult of personality, you know, comes calling and things get weird and weirder. And my one complaint is I don't think they really had an ending when they shot it, but they kind of painted themselves into a little bit of a corner, but it was still an entertaining movie and one of the best things I think Cage has done in a long time. So
they just got to, it's like, well, we're out of film. Wrap it up.
Do something weird, Nick.
Okay, let me overpronunciate everything.
That is what I do. And of course, as always, they let Nick pick his own hairstyle. So there's that.
Welcome to the wig shop, Nick. Knock yourself out.
This one involved a razor, clearly. So anyway. But it was also one of those where, like, I wasn't seeing Nicolas Cage the entire time, which happens a lot of times when you're watching a Nicolas Cage movie. I kind of lost him in the character, so that was good. Yeah.
Well, that's good.
How did Bullet Train hold up to a second viewing, now that you know where all the twists and turns
better.
are?
It's better.
Is it? Okay. Yeah.
because, you know, the first one, I think you're just kind of watching it and you're sort of along for the ride. And then the second one, you kind of see little hints and clues where they foreshadow some stuff and they, you know, backtrack and just kind of, yeah, it's all sort of enjoyed it a lot more the second time. First time through, I was kind of like, yeah, it's all right. This time through, I was like, oh, this is fun. This is just a little fun, you know, romp. Let's call it a romp. It's a fun little blood romp. A
little action romp.
So no, it was good. I enjoyed it very much the second time through.
Cool.
Yeah. I wouldn't say like watch it night after night. That's just, you know, gluttony, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's all I've got. I was all in on the Copa, which I think, you know,
I think it was a good move.
I think we did a fantastic job. We should be hired to do some sort of red carpet thing somewhere. If you're listening, two old white guys talk fashion, make it happen.
What the hell is she wearing?
She old enough to be wearing that? I don't think so.
Ooh. And then all the creepers go, woo.
Could you imagine you and I on the red carpet?
Okay.
Not who are you wearing, but why are you wearing?
What the hell? You know, you already made a big deal out of the last restraining order. Why are you just inviting that back into your life?
That's too funny. All right. Well, I think, you know, we're an hour 25 into this one.
Copa ran long.
That's all right. It was divergent as it will always be. So, all right, kids, that's it for episode 74 of Slurp Toast, a podcast. Yeah, 74.
Okay.
74. Next time is the triple quarter. I don't even know what that means. Anyway.
The triple four score.
All right, Abe. That's it. Good night. We'll see you next time.
Baby.
Good night.